7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. New fall TV season has pretty much officially begun. Pretty much all the shows are on. One of the breakthrough shows is a nighttime drama called Revenge, kind of a soap in a manner of speaking. Emily Van Camp is the vengeful Emily Thorne, and we're going to meet Emily, and we'll talk about the show in just a moment here on Good Day.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
Bob, you're on the air on Good Day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you been listening to me for a long time?
You annoy me quite a bit, so I don't listen to you very much.
I don't have to take this abuse from you. I got hundreds of people dying to abuse me.
All right, I promised that we would meet Emily Van Camp, who is the star of the new show on ABC called The Revenge. We're trying to figure this all out. Emily, it's very nice having you here. Nice to meet you and to figure this out. You have had, even though you are young, I don't know how old you are, but you look young to me on the show. How old are you?
I'm 25.
25, okay. So you started about 20 years ago actually being an entertainer of sorts, did you not?
I guess so, yeah. Well, I started doing ballet when I was three, I've sort of been performing ever since. Mm-hmm. Started acting about 10 years ago.
So did you do it on your own, or did you feel encouraged? I didn't use the word pushed, some people might, but were you encouraged by your parents? I mean, at three, you don't really know what you like, although you can make.
Yeah, no, I think the ballet thing was just because, you know, we're four girls in my family, and my mom needed us to be in some kind of class to get us out of her hair for a while. No, not pushed to be an entertainer by any means by my parents. I grew up in a very small town in Canada where, you know, it was... I don't think they really think along those lines, you know, so I certainly didn't have stage parents, but it was just always something that I guess that I was good at and loved, and I sort of fell in love with acting quite young and started pursuing it, and it never was like work to me, and it still isn't, so I suppose mm-hmm. that's a great thing.
It is, yeah. No, if you're finding something that you really love to do and it's a calling and you can do it, And it isn't just about the money. It isn't about the acknowledgement of your craft. It's just that you feel good when you're doing it. And I guess that when you look at this stuff, some people begrudge those who are younger who find early success. Have you run into any of that?
Not really. I've mostly had great support in my life. I've been pretty lucky, and I have a great family who are super supportive. So I really can't complain. I'm a pretty lucky girl.
Do you find, are you living in Los Angeles, or where do you live?
Yes, I am. I'm living in L.A. now.
Okay. So, in Los Angeles, I'm a part-time Angelian, and I notice that nobody notices. In L.A., you kind of get lost because, you know, there's always somebody walking down the street. Oh, look, only if you're an out-of-towner do you say, oh, look, there's Emily Van Camp. The people who are from us, they don't care who you are. They just, they're there. You go to Fred Siegel's and you buy a weird hat just like everybody else, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's nice. You can sort of maintain a bit of anonymity, but not, you know, it's, I've never really run into loads of problems with that. I think some people go looking for it, and I don't really do that. So that's good.
So the things that you have done, do you pick them? Do you have an agent who says, Emily, you ought to do this? How is it decided that a role in Everwood is good for you, or a role in Brothers and Sisters is good for you, or a role in whatever movie may come along?
Well, since the beginning of my career, I've had the same manager and agent, so they've sort of been there throughout the whole duration of my career. I've always been quite opinionated about what I want to do. They're certainly there to guide me and to, you know, kind of give me their opinions and help me make these decisions. But ultimately, it's, you know, for me, it's always been about the, you know, wanting to go through the process of making whatever the film or TV show may be and loving what it is, you know. So that's sort of...
Let me ask you one more sort of sideways question, then I want Jennifer and Richie to talk about the revenge. Honestly, I've watched it only a little bit.
It's just revenge, not love.
Yeah.
All right, it's called revenge. Okay.
Revenge.
Anyway, the idea of it, when I knew you were going to be on, I went out of my way to sort of check it out, but I was more checking you out than I was checking it out. And so there's the conceptual thing. But in general... Finding the world of Hollywood, to go back there for a second, or Los Angeles, as a 25-year-old, how do you keep yourself from getting, my son happens to live there, and he has a lot of friends who are actors, and some of them have their feet on the ground and others don't. How do you keep a balance in your life? How do you keep from not getting overcooked? You said your family is very supportive, but it's easy to become successful in any number of fields and let it go to your head.
Yeah, I think my family wouldn't really allow that, to be honest. I mean, like I said, I grew up in a really small town where that kind of behavior is just really not tolerated. And so I think... I think that's just not who I am, and I think at this point I've been doing it long enough that would have happened already. I think I'm just endlessly grateful to be able to do what I love every day, and that's really what sort of keeps me grounded. And I think it's just having humility always.
Yeah,
there's
good
nothing
for you.
More unattractive than somebody who has a lack of humility.
That's very true. Good for you figuring that out. And that, by the way, that stands for any age, whether you're a teenager, whether you're in your 20s, 30s, older, it's just obnoxious to see people who take themselves seriously. Oh, my God. It's
terrible.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about this program. Jennifer, do you want to, or Richie, chime in here?
Emily, I've been, you know, I have two small kids, and I get up at 4:30 in the morning, so I'm kind of watching a few minutes of it as I'm getting the kids to bed and whatnot. So I'm kind of getting it, but, you know, you go back to the Hamptons, and everybody thinks you're new there, but you're really not. You used to live there before, and now you've come back to exact your revenge. I want to know what that revenge is.
Well, my I was sort of torn away from my family at a very young age because of this community of people who framed my father for a crime he didn't commit, and he ended up in jail. And I was sort of, you know, taken away and had to go through the foster care system and sort of lived a very difficult teenagehood. Basically, it's kind of it's loosely based. It's a reimagining of sorts of The Count of Monte Cristo, modern day, set in
Miami.
Yeah, that's what it's meant to be. And so when she finally comes into the money that her father left her and finds out that he's passed away in jail and finds out the truth about what really happened, she sort of goes on this 8-year quest to sort of plot this revenge on these people and comes back to the Hamptons to exact it. So it's really kind of intense and wonderful and juicy and dark. And
well, you use all those words, and that's what I see when I watch it. I see this kind of intensity in it, and it's very pretty to watch.
Yeah, it's filmed in a certain way. What is there a style that's called?
You know, not really. It felt nice to kind of pilot and sort of set the tone. He's a brilliant film director and really sort of made it quite cinematic. And I mean, Hitchcock has been thrown out there quite a bit as you know, because these people are doing such insane things that there has to be a level. You know, you want to believe what's happening, but at the same time, it's still. You know, it's still fantasy, and they really sort of do that and express that with the camera movement and all of that. So I'm glad that you noticed that, because that's really what we're going for. It's just kind of like ultra stylized sort of.
I'll tell you, Doug and Jennifer always tease me because that's how I watch television. You know, we're getting the kids ready. I walk through the room and I catch 2 minutes of it here, 3 minutes of it there, and
right.
Try and put it all together and then watch the whole thing later. But one of the things that really attracted me to this, and I'm going to try and say this without hitting on you, but if you want to take it that way, that's fine, is this look that you have. You have this your eyes. Or something, and it just like you have this I'm gonna get you, but kind of like in a really sweet kind of way, and it just kind of caught me and allured me to the show, and it made me want to know more. So I don't know whether that's a compliment or just curiosity, but
that's a great compliment. I mean, it's hard to play this character because there's so much going on underneath the surface, but she's got it. It's a character within a character, essentially, and so it's trying to find that balance between how much you sort of mask and how much
that.
You give to the audience.
Yeah, I got that. That you're, you know, there's something underneath, you know, where you give that kind of evil look or something like that. But with you, it's kind of in this sweet way. But that's what kind of made me go, there's something to this story that makes me want to know more. And
it's
very
curious.
And it's just amazing to me how someone can look at a camera and say that much without really saying anything.
Well, that's the idea, though.
Yeah.
Isn't it? That's really the idea. So this program is on, how do we find revenge on ABC? Where are we?
ABC is Wednesday night at 10, and you can look it up on ABC.com. It's such a great show. I'm so proud of it. So I hope people watch. I mean, they've definitely been tuning in, so hopefully they'll continue to, and they like it as much as we love making it.
Well, the fact that you are up and at 'em promoting this, this is a good sign of somebody who's not letting it go to your head. Don't get too carried away with anything, men. Focus on the men.
Advice from Uncle Dougie.
Have a good time with this. Yeah,
thanks,
very cool.
Guys,
yeah, nice
thank
to speak
you so
to
much.
Thanks,
Emily.
Thank
nice to speak
you.
To,
nice to speak to a lady who gets it, kind of. Emily Van Camp. Now I'm interested in the show Revenge on ABC.
This This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hey, Jonathan in Berkeley, California. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I want to congratulate you guys on being able to appeal to such a broad audience, because actually I'm a hip-hop producer over here, you know, in the Bay Area. I'm only 22, but something about your show.
I am hip, and I know how to hop.
I don't know what that means. You have to explain it to me.
Come join us. Doug Steffens, good day. What's new at DougSteffens.com?
24 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Pepper has started a bit of a controversy. Folks at Dr. Pepper have created a new drink called Dr. Pepper 10. The 10 meaning only 10 calories. The ad campaign for Dr. Pepper 10 says it has only 10 manly calories, and its tagline is that it's not for women. The commercial is so over the top that it's obviously a gimmick and not to be taken very seriously, except that a lot of women are not amused by it. In fact, Dr. Pepper's Facebook page exploded yesterday with some angry comments. Women around the country say this is a sexist product. The new commercial is today's video of the day at DougSteffens.com. So we have the audio, but my suggestion is you take a look and see if you find it amusing or you're offended. Here is the audio for the commercial, the Dr. Pepper 10 commercial.
Hey, ladies. Enjoying the film? Of course not. Because this is our movie! And Dr. Pepper 10 is our soda. It's only 10 manly calories, but with all 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper. It's what guys want, like this. Catchphrase. So you can keep the romantic comedies and lady drinks. We're good. Dr. Pepper 10, it's not for women.
All right, so the question would be, and we put it to you on the poll today at DougSteffens.com, does this sound offensive to you? Are you offended by the new soft drink claim that is not for women? This is called Dr. Pepper 10. A, not at all. It's obviously a joke. B, I'm not sure. I want to see what the next ad looks like. C, yeah, it's not funny at all. You're going to lose a lot of business. All right, Michael, play it one more time, will you?
Hey, ladies. Enjoying the film? Of course not. Because this is our movie!
And Dr. Pepper 10 is our soda. It's only 10 manly calories, but with all 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper. It's what guys want, like this. Catchphrase.
So you can keep the romantic comedies and lady drinks. We're good.
Dr. Pepper 10, it's not for women.
All right. So there it is, the poll to... It seems like there are many opportunities to make much ado about nothing, and that's one of them. So check it out if you want, and help yourself to the comments at DougStephan.com. Yesterday's poll had to do with a discussion we had. There was a woman who sort of called herself a psychic in California who was arrested after she pushed a 12-year-old girl to steal jewelry. She told the girl if she didn't, she'd have a life curse on her. The question, have you ever gone to a psychic, answered by about 21,000 people here, and 36% of you said you didn't have any interest in going to a psychic. 20% of you said no, you'd never been to a psychic, but you'd like to go see one. 17% said, yeah, it's obviously a scam. 16% said, yeah, they were right, the psychic was right. And 11% said, yeah, and they were wrong. I've been to psychics before. We've had many psychics on this program. And yeah, sometimes they're right. And yeah, sometimes they're wrong. It's just, that's part of the, who do you know who's always right about anything? I defend people's ability to go check these things out or to do these sorts of things because I think they're an interesting anecdote to what people are actually thinking in our society. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. When you're traveling and a hotel or resort offers horseback riding as an activity, there are certain things you absolutely need to know before you ever saddle up. Riding isn't something you can easily pick up overnight. You must first set out with a knowledgeable guide who'll help you control the horse and follow proper safety procedures. Unfortunately, there are still a number of unqualified people out there leading riding excursions. And just because an outfitter is willing to set you up with a horse doesn't mean it's a safe environment, or you're riding the right horse for you. Take the time to ask questions and vet that instructor's background. Next, make sure your fashion sense doesn't conflict with your common sense. Take it from me. In my experience, horses can be easily spooked. They may buck, wheel, or in my case, take one look at me and turn around and run 90 miles an hour back into the barn. And be sure, as in my case, to ask for help if you need to. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Three and change after the hour on the Good Day program. Many of you have heard me over the past year or so talk a lot about my experience getting a brain scan and the information that I got from it, how it has affected me, my own life, what I learned from the experience, and also what I think people learn when they understand what the consequences are of head turmoil, trouble, whatever, however you want to describe it. And some of it happens when you're playing an aggressive sport like football or hockey, boxing, wrestling. There are people who have had their lives ruined because of this experience. But there are other circumstances that present themselves. People have head injuries from automobile accidents. And there are some stories. Matter of fact, I'm going to introduce you to a fellow named Scott Bolzon, who has just written the story of his life. The book's called My Life Deleted. My Life Deleted, the story of this man who has suffered permanent amnesia, losing all of his memories of the past, his wife, his children, what he likes, what he doesn't like. And so we've decided to go through this because, Scott, it seems to me that you have regained all of that. Is that true?
Well, I've regained a lot of my experiences of, since the accident, but I've created a lot of new memories, but I don't have, anything prior to any of my memories prior to the accident. The 46 years that I lost, I have still lost.
All right, so I'm under the impression you played professionally for an NFL team. Is that right?
That's correct. I was drafted by New England Patriots, and I played for the Memphis Showboats as well and the Cleveland Browns.
All right. So you are familiar with what I started
our conversation talking about the concern over brain injuries, the players who are dying, players who are getting at early ages, about your age, dementia and Alzheimer's and that sort of thing. So you have that thing, and I wonder if anybody has put two and two together. Do you think that the problems that you had losing your memory could at least in part be tied, and I'm not trying to reach for something, either it does or it doesn't, has to do with what you may have suffered playing football?
Well, you know, the problem is that when I played, and we tried that, my wife and I, we tried to go back to, you know, my high school, college, and the NFL, they just didn't report concussions the way they do now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, some doctors are in the belief that, yes, accumulation of concussions, that this was the final blow.
Mm-hmm.
Others say that no, because you really didn't have signs, and you know, from what Joan told them, of anything prior to any kind of dementia issues or anything like that. So they're really not, they're kind of split on that. And you know, I really don't have an opinion one way or the other, you know, and so I'm really not sure.
All right, so what actually happened to create the trauma that brought you to the hospital, that you were there and you woke up and you couldn't remember anything? What event took place that that preceded this circumstance in the hospital?
Well, unfortunately, it was nothing too exciting. It's not like I was, you know, running with the bulls or anything like that. I walked into a restroom at my office building and slipped on something oily and hit the back of my head. And, you know, resulted in a pretty good size, you know, cut to the back of the head all the way down to the skull. And what had happened, you know, after the testing showed that it diminished the blood flow going to the frontal lobes and the right temporal lobe of my brain, which is where your long-term memories are predominantly stored in.
Right. All right. So you wake up, you look at the surroundings in the hospital. What was your first thought? What do you remember thinking or trying to think?
Trying to put pieces, you know, of a puzzle together real quickly. I didn't know what a doctor, a hospital, a nurse was. Everything started with word association. You know, the nurse said the doctor will be over, you know, to talk to you shortly. So the next person that came over was the doctor, so I associated that person with a doctor. He was dressed differently than the nurse. And he said, the nurse will, you know, come back and she'll give you some medicine for the pain. So the next person that came and gave me medicine, and that made me feel better. I liked her. So everything was based on those word associations. And then the first time I saw my wife, she was dressed completely different. She smelled different. She came over and gave me a hug and a kiss, which no one else did. And from that moment on, that our relationship was built on that trust that she took care of me. You know, she cared for me. She never left my side.
So you remembered how to speak, though. Words were not difficult. It sounds like you could speak.
Right. I could speak. I can, but I mixed words up all the time. I didn't know what a lot of words meant. I couldn't understand, like, pain. Then the nurse showed me a pain chart, and you know, for whatever reason I knew the face of the pain was more what I was feeling than the happy, but I didn't know what happy and sad felt like. So there were a lot of things I just, you know, were able to feel and to point at. Or but yeah, I did have language where I can say things, but I couldn't get the words out that I really wanted. And Joan was just kind of filling things in, and, you know, I guess she's known me an awful long time to be able to do that.
Uh-huh. You said you didn't remember playing football, then you were told that you played for the Patriots and for the other teams?
Correct. These are all the things that my wife and daughter, you know, have filled me in on my life, going through pictures. I have pictures of my playing days on the wall of my office in my house. So, you know, these things I would question. And, you know, when I got hurt, it was during the playoff season. And so, you know, my wife and children would tell me, you know, you played on television, you played in the NFL. I'm like, what's the NFL? And although I knew what an offside was, which was stored in procedural, I couldn't tell you one football team, one player, one city that these teams were in. I had no concept of any of that.
What were you doing for a living at the time?
At the time, we owned an aircraft management, a private jet aircraft management company.
And how now do you earn your living?
Now we earn a living going around the country speaking about my story, and my wife speaks with me as well and gives her perspective of what she's had to deal with life of having a husband with amnesia, and talking about the book My Life Deleted.
Could you go back to training pilots? You were a pilot, or you'd have to learn that skill over again. Are you able to learn skills like driving a car, riding a bike, swimming, whatever?
Yes.
Did you have to relearn all that?
Some things. I think the swimming just kind of came natural. I didn't know strokes or anything, but I could stay afloat.
Uh-huh.
Riding a bike, I was able to parrot what other people did and get on it and be able to do it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Driving a car, same thing. I watched my wife do it a lot of times, and it seems like I was able to drive a car, but I couldn't start the car. But I couldn't go around the block and full right turns. I had no concept that would get me back to the same spot.
Wow.
So, it was things like that. But in terms of the pilot, the aviation, I have no passion. And this is a company we ran for 18 years, and this was my passion, was aviation.
And now you don't have any.
No, I have nothing to, nothing to do with it.
What about your relationship with your children?
My relationship with my children, we have two children and two different relationships. My daughter, it's a very strong relationship. She's been here the entire time, through my accident, and she views it as she's happy I'm able to remember, current and the future, which is important for her, for her marriage, her having children, and her life. My son is battling a drug addiction, and he feels I forgot the best years of his life. And I try to tell him that, you get to write the final chapters of this book of life, and I'm looking forward to sharing more good times and creating new good memories with you.
So
that's up to him.
That's kind of sad. He's made it all about him instead of about you.
Yeah, and I understand that, and I can I appreciate the fact that he wishes I remembered the past, the good years of him, but all I've known him for is the evil of the drug addiction, mm-hmm. and the bad things that it makes him do, and all we want is for him to get better, and to to share that love of his family again, mm-hmm. and to be in our hearts.
Imagine if you were in the same circumstance as Scott Bolzen, everything in your mind was erased like that. How would you reinvent yourself? How would you start over again? How would you deal with it? It's a rhetorical question, but one worth thinking about, and certainly presented in the book, My Life Deleted, Starting Over Again. Have you had a final question sort of about your brain itself? What sort of exams? I mentioned Seriscan earlier. I don't know that you've ever heard about them. They're out in Denver, and they do a great job with a new sort of proprietary software they've developed to understand what you're reading. A lot of the NFL players getting their heads, a lot of athletes, people that are having problems, compromised brain stuff, have been there. And if you haven't had it done, it might be an interesting thing to get done.
Yeah, the only thing we've had done was extensive spec scans, uh-huh. and we just went through a bunch of testing at the UCLA. We met with the chief of neurosurgery there, and they did like a 3D, very high-powered MRI scan, and just reconfirmed the spec scan and proved that the blood flow is just not enough there,
yeah.
but it's enough there to keep that part of the brain alive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're trying new techniques and new medication to make that blood flow increase to those parts of the brain, and they're hoping that with that
that blood flow, that'll be enough to make that connection.
So that's the future. You're just there's also EECP. If you haven't tried here, who am I? I mean, I'm a guy who's been through a lot of this stuff, doing a little experimenting myself, and so I pass it along. Sometimes amazing is doctors are supposed to be as good as they are. They leave some of that stuff out, but I would certainly tell you to call John Kelly at Seriscan in Denver and go through what they have, because you never can tell what somebody would find and how perhaps they can short-circuit the recovery so that you have maybe the chance of getting back some of this stuff, and you can help your son and others who might find it problematic that you've, through no fault of your own, lost all this memory. Fascinating story. Again, the book is called My Life Deleted. Scott Bolzan, I can wish you well. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for your time, and it's a pleasure being out with you.
Can you get all-day pain relief without taking pills? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps. Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol. No pills, no pain, just relief. And for joint or arthritis pain, try Thermacare in the red box. Just one Thermacare provides all-day arthritis pain relief to soothe joints, improve flexibility, and get you moving again. Look in this Sunday's paper for a $1 off coupon. Use as directed.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work, or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
Hi, this is Peter Schiff with the Peter Schiff Minute. I wanted to weigh in a little bit about Steve Jobs, not so much on his passing, but about the fact that Steve Jobs never graduated college. In fact, he dropped out after just one semester. The main reason was the cost. He didn't want to spend the money to go to college, and so he dropped out. Now, is Steve Jobs really worse off because he did that? In fact, not only was Steve Jobs better off because he dropped out of college, the whole world is better off because he didn't go to college. You know, imagine a modern day Steve Jobs going to the same college. What if he had to borrow $200,000 a year in order to finance that education? Because that's about what Steve Jobs College charges a year. Room and board and tuition is about $50,000. Imagine a young Steve Jobs graduating today with over $200,000 in government student loans. Is there any way such an individual could start his own business? Not a chance. He'd be spending the rest of his life in some job trying to earn enough money just to pay back the money he borrowed to get a college education that he probably would have been better off without. Get more at shiftradio.com.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Doug Steffen with wishes for a great day. One of the ways you can have a great day is help yourself to a new product, the Fountain of Youth. Skincare industry continuing to spend billions of dollars to manufacture and market new products. You want to know whether this skincare product, the serum, actually works. It's called Fountain of Youth, and yes, it actually works. It's proven technology. Increases skin hydration by 90%, and the folks who are making Fountain of Youth want you to try it free. Free bottle of Fountain of Youth, a new serum that will hydrate your skin wonderfully well. You'll see the difference right away within a month. A miracle anti-aging potion called Fountain of Youth. Go online to organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code GOODDAY and get your free bottle of Fountain of Youth and use it on your face right away. That's organicattitude.com, the free bottle. Enter the radio code GOODDAY.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
How do you do? As if we were beginning the day. Actually, we're ending the hour. In the usual way, at this time every day, we take a look, why do we say that on the radio? We don't have streaming video even today. We're not taking a look at anything. We're going to listen to our technology tailor, Alex Goldfein, as he presents more on the feelings of people after the loss of Steve Jobs. That's coming right up on Good Day.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Take a look outside at the Apple Store in America, and you'll see moving tributes to the company's founder and former CEO, Steve Jobs. Handwritten notes, flowers, candles. People are mourning like a president has passed, not a business leader. The brilliance of Steve Jobs began with his instinct. He knew what would succeed with consumers. It was a feeling he had, and his feeling was almost always correct, to the point where the entire industry followed his lead. Apple put out a touchscreen phone, and within a year, there were countless such touchscreen phones. Apple put out a tablet device, and within a year, there were hundreds of them. Google makes them. Apple makes them. The world followed Steve Jobs. Not just Apple, and not just the technology industry. The devices he created changed people's lives and the world. And that is why people, myself included, feel such a personal loss with his passing. I'm Alex Goldfein.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Occupy Wall Street protesters gaining large amounts of support despite the lack of traditional media coverage and the credibility that those who are, especially on the right side of the spectrum, are throwing at this thing. I think that we have to, we don't have to. I feel strongly the urge to support these people, because I think protesting anything and everything, whether you agree or disagree, expression is fine. The people that are trying to poo-poo it, I happen to think that Herman Cain is among the best qualified candidates to be seeking the office of the presidency. However, I don't agree with him. You may have heard some of the things attributed to him, or maybe even heard him talking about the Occupy Wall Street protesters and sort of denigrating them, putting them down, et cetera, et cetera. That doesn't mean that I either side, it seems to me you can have one point of view. You don't have to agree. You don't always agree with your spouse, do you? You always agree with your boss, or do you always agree with people who are equal to you? No, you have disagreements about things. And in this circumstance, I disagree with those who say these people I don't think they've gone so far as to say they don't have a right to be protesting. It just isn't clear what they are protesting, and that may be the case. There have been protests. When I was a kid, I was never a protester as a kid. Didn't see much use. But as I grew into adulthood and understood how important it was for people in a civilization like ours to be able to express themselves, one of the real problems we have in America today is the fact that people feel like they aren't being heard. You even feel it at home sometimes, right? There are classes, there are seminars in stuff like this. How to listen, how to be heard. You want, when you express yourself, somebody to hear you. And maybe you don't want them to say anything. You know, you've had a conversation with your spouse, and at the end of it, he or she may say, "What do you want from me?" And you say, "Nothing. I just wanted you to listen to me." Well, that's what the protesters are all about. And the traditional media has done its usual sucko job of covering it, but the social media, that is all of the connections that were important in the Middle East for the stirring up there, stirring up in the other areas of the world that are getting to the point of being fed up with not having jobs, not being able to work, and people running the country. Saudi Arabia is a great example. They've got all the money. Nobody's got any money. 40% unemployment, and everybody's broke. And these guys are buying $300 million planes. So the social media is impacting extraordinarily well, and hopefully it will continue to feed the minds of the protesters, and maybe we'll get some more protesters. We need more protesting. 59 after on Good.